Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I've got a man who was way too involved with ponies.
I've got a man who is way too involved with forming a medium that lets people look at ponies.
Date Fight!
Hello and welcome to Date Fight. It's the 12th of November.
It is.
And this is a great podcast. Shut up. I'm Jake Yap.
He's Nat, Jake Yap. I'm Nat Tapley. And we have looked through
all of history to find the best
facts from this day all through time to present them to you and then argue over their significance like two undereducated, overprivileged white people with opinions.
Yes. This is where we all end up in the world of podcasts.
Podcasts.
That's all there is now. Yes, it's like a sort of a trading card game where we pitch events from history against each other. There are two rounds. And why don't we just start with round two? No, wait. Round one.
I'll go first. I'm going to take you back to the 12th of November, 1990.
All right.
Yeah. What were you doing 12th of November, 1990?
Probably crying. Probably there's all sorts of things I was probably doing.
Let's not mention that.
No.
Also, if you were Tim Berners-Lee, you know what you would have been doing.
Yeah, something more significant than what I was doing.
Yeah, you would have just invented the World Wide Web, motherfunsters.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he just published his proposal for the World Wide Web, taking the previously disparate ideas of HTML and HTTP and forward slashes and colons.
DARPANET as well, ARPANET.
Yeah, all of that and going, hey, you know what would be really good is if we did this, but with Amazon. If you invented Amazon on that.
Yeah.
And BBC News.
Yeah.
And Twitter.
I think we're learning a lot about you, Nat.
Yeah. I do a lot of shopping.
Yeah.
From people I know on Twitter.
Yes. Well, that's a good one.
It's quite significant in that I think it's probably the most significant thing to have happened in the last century.
I once went to a talk given by a man at the BBC, probably 3 years after that.
Yes.
Where he said, we're in the middle of a digital revolution. Mm. And he said, by that, I mean that like with a revolution, we have no idea how or where this will end.
Well, it's all gone brilliantly so far.
Absolutely, perfectly. but, you know, he's right. And I think that we are still in a state of revolution. Yeah. You know, we talk about the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah,
that went on for a bit. We're still in this...
6 months, 8 months.
Okay. You know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Good.
Are you saying it's too soon to judge me as having won this round?
No, I'm saying you've absolutely smashed it, mate. Yes. It's yours. It's completely yours. Because I've got... Just 2 years later, though.
Oh.
And how things progress. Mm. Because 2 years later, on the second anniversary of the invention of the internet...
World Wide Web.
Absolutely Fabulous makes its first appearance on the BBC, written by Jennifer Saunders, starring her and Joanna Lumley.
Yeah.
And, of course, June Whitfield, about whom we spoke much yesterday in the best of terms.
Yes. And Julia Sawala.
You can't find anyone.
We didn't.
No, we didn't.
No.
No. I wonder what she's...
Because she's not dead yet.
No. She... was she the one who ended up in Lark Rise to Candleford? Was that Nadia Sawala? Yeah, it was Julia.
Julia.
Nadia's the one who does all the food business.
She's the Loose Women one.
Yeah.
Is there...
No.
You looked like you were progressing forward with an anecdote.
No, because this is a family-friendly podcast and we're having a wonderful time.
We're having a lovely time.
Because absolutely fabulous. It's worth remembering was quite the sensation at the time.
I think I missed it at the time. I didn't see it until it was on Netflix a couple of years ago.
Really?
Yes, because I think it was something that my parents wouldn't have watched, and I didn't have a television of my own. And so late in the evening would have been their time to own the television, which would have been very much devoted to some sort of crime programme.
Was that their thing?
Yeah, if Joanna Lumley had murdered people and gone around solving the murders, with an arch tone, then
I think that would have been worth a go, actually.
Yeah,
for a reboot,
they should definitely do
that. That wouldn't be so bad.
The Fabulous Murders.
Okay, well, I'm not even going to put up any kind of a fight. You've absolutely smashed that. You've got the internet. That's like the biggest thing ever. So the scores, because it's cumulative, we roll on every podcast. It's currently 2.5 plays 10.5 plays 3.5. Yes. I knocked 8 off you there for insolence. And it's still
Let's
winnable.
Go to the birthday. Birthdays today. Happy birthday to Juana Inés de la Cruz, who is a 17th century Mexican nun and poet, who was known as the Phoenix of Mexico, who sold all of her possessions to give to the poor and died of plague.
Wow.
Happy birthday to you.
God really favours his people.
He really does.
that seems unduly harsh. I mean, you've a life of servitude to...
And writing great poetry, apparently.
Wow. And then, there was... Yeah.
She caught plague off the other nuns who she was tending for the plague, though. So in some ways...
Oh, what?
I mean, she was being nice, but she was being nice to people with plague.
Yeah.
At which point, getting plague is probably a risk.
It probably is.
Happy birthday as well to Elizabeth Cady Stanton, the American suffragist who at Seneca Falls kicked off the women's rights movement in America.
And died of the plague.
Which she got off the plague. Inés de la Cruz.
Yeah.
And also Rodin, who cut things out of stones made pictures of people and things.
He did.
Out of stones.
He did the thinker.
Yeah.
The stinker.
Yeah.
The winker.
Yeah.
And the...
Cankersaw.
Okay then.
And happy death day. Oh, happy death. Sad death days to Knut the Great of England, who is fun to write because if you're handwriting an essay and you write Knut, you know what it looks like.
Cute,
that's right. And also happy death day to H.R. Haldeman, who was the White House Chief of Staff under Richard Nixon during the Watergate scandal. And he ended up going to prison for about 3 years.
Wow.
During which time he worked at a sewage treatment facility testing sewage. Now, a grown-up podcast, there is very definitely a joke there about his two jobs.
Yeah. But that's a fun... Is it like a sort of a wine thing? Is it kind of a...
Needs more...
A lot of tannins in that.
Good nose. And our last happy death day is to Lupita Tovar, who was the star of the Mexican version of Dracula.
Oh, wow.
Now, when they finished filming Dracula in 1931, 32 for Universal with Bela Lugosi, they... got a Spanish crew in to do a Spanish version directly afterwards. They kept all the sets, same script, just translated it. So there are two versions of Dracula in 1931 on the same set with all the same set dressing, same script, same everything.
What a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
Why didn't they do that more often?
I don't know. But Lupita Tovar is in that.
That's... Wow. Let's have round two.
Round two!
My turn, I think.
Your turn.
This was the day, sadly, in 1912. I say sadly, I'm not sure how much I mean. Well, I mean, it is sad, but kind of, well...
Does it cause you daily sadness?
I kind of want to go, well... So this is me going, well... This is the day British explorer Robert Scott's diary and body were found in Antarctica. But,
Didn't actually make
didn't
it.
Didn't listen to the first. Advice. Yeah. Didn't listen to the advice. He got sponsorship, I think...
From Dettol, a
motor car. a salt company asked him to go there and melt it. No, a motor car company. I think he took a motor car as a big stunt. He was going to drive to the South Pole in this motor car, and it just didn't work. And everyone was advising him. They said,
"Don't take a car. Dogs are much more useful.
Dogs and sleds. Dogs, right?"
And he turned around to Castrol GTX.
And he was like,
"Can I not take dogs?"
No. But what he said was, "I think ponies." And he was like, "No, not ponies. Okay, you can do this as a thought experiment, right?
Not cars.
Imagine
a
imagine,
car full of ponies imagine, with dogs on their back.
Imagine some not very dense snow.
Mm-hmm.
And now put a pony with its long, thin legs
spindly
onto the snow. What do you think is going to happen? And of course, the expected happened. And all the ponies just could not get through the snow, and their feet went through ice, and it was all horrific. And they had to shoot all of the ponies. All of the ponies got shot. Also, ponies sweat. So they all got hypothermia, had to be shot. Dogs do not have sweat glands, so they cool themselves with panting.
Did their tongues
not freeze? What I do, because I don't have sweat glands. And so he also gave himself less time to complete the journey because he didn't leave until the 1st of November. And because of the loss of the ponies, several of which had drowned on disintegrating sea ice, meant that there were limited supplies of... just saying.
And also he didn't get there first anyway.
And he didn't get there first, which is the sort of...
I mean, the kicker to that is he's taken all these risks. He's got all these corners
and
to
yet,
come second.
Yeah. Yeah. So...
that's the British way.
It very much is. I mean, there was always...
I love the way we still lionise him for not having done it.
There is this weird British tradition of the, you know, the noble amateur, where it was frowned upon to be a professional sportsman was a thing of shame. And so
I mean, really, as it should be.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was sort of extended to the world of exploration. The idea was, you know, you'd take an extra jumper, you know, and that's all you'd need.
I imagine in the 19th century, it was also extended to the world of doctoring and other things. I'm an amateur doctor, a gentleman doctor, not a professional doctor.
Absolutely. Well, you should do your set the bone yourself, shouldn't you? Yeah. So, you know, obviously, very sad, but, well...
More sad. I mean, I'm saddest, most sad about the ponies at this point.
You put it in such a way. Yeah, it was all about the ponies. So that's what I've got.
12th of November, 1969. Seymour Hersh breaks the story of the My Lai Massacre, changing the American public's view of the war in Vietnam. That's my second thing for today. It's my round two entry. So, I mean, not completely changing it. There were some people who were not that keen on the war in Vietnam. Anyway, but as a sort of cherry on the hatred of the war in Vietnam, the My Lai Massacre was in which a group of you, I don't know exactly what kind of troops they were, so I'm not going to guess, otherwise I will get very angry. People writing to us went into a village and killed everyone there.
Wow. Just like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the first war that was kind of being documented in real time, wasn't it, in terms of television and stuff?
Yes, it wasn't a couple of days before your newspaper had the story of the Battle of Balaclava, which you'd managed to mess up, usually.
Yeah. So I'm guessing events like that would have had quite a profound and quite immediate impact.
Yes, there were court-martials for most of the people involved. Colin Powell was assigned to investigate the... incident, but was accused by some of whitewashing the atrocities.
Good Lord. Amazing.
So there we go.
But he was actually there.
He told Larry King, I was in a unit that was responsible for My Lai. I got there after My Lai happened. So in war, these sorts of horrible things happen every now and again.
Yeah. What you gonna do?
Yeah.
Wow. In the world in which we live, there is a very tangible hierarchy. Humans come quite a long way up the food chain above pony death. So for that reason...
But what's had more impact on the modern... I think the impact on the British psyche,
interesting.
Scott is probably more...
Yes. You may have a point there.
I think mine's more for international listeners, but actually, as we are sitting...
Are we going to give some England waiting for the fact that this is where we are? I don't know where they are.
Where are the listeners?
Do you know what? Let's do half a point each.
Yes,
it'd be really nice to even
up to even numbers.
Yeah, that would be really
whole numbers.
Amazing. So 11 plays 4.
Nice.
Phenomenal. Well, that's it for today. Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow with another date fight.
13th of November. What could have happened on the 13th? I'm excited to find out.
I am too. it's almost as if we hadn't done any prep for it at all yet. Please, if you could subscribe and share and do all the things that people always exhort you to do. If you'd leave a nice review just saying they seem nice, they're trying hard, they're a bit needy, but, you know, give them a chance. Something like that.
Please.
Or even more positive than that. That would make a big difference to literally how much food we can buy for our children. So,
I have very hungry children.
Do you?
Yes.
Do they?
Yeah. So I tend to fill them on starches.
Just like wallpaper paste.
Yeah.
That's what's cool. Anyway, we will be back with our rickety children tomorrow. And we'll see you then. Take care. Bye. We did it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.